on a beautiful but warm Arizona Saturday morning. That was a lesson. That was another lesson I learned at ASU. I had a surveying professor, Mr. Borgo. And when you went out surveying, you had to fill in your weather report. And you, if you ever wrote hot on his daily weather reports, he would fail you for the day. No matter what the temperature was, you could never put hot. You could always put warm, but you could not put hot. So don't.
It's all mental state of mind.
That's right. That's right. We are here with the commissioner for the Arizona Real Estate Department, Mrs. Judy Lowe. You've been in the office for 9 years.
I have.
Okay. And we have been talking just about all hour about buyer beware, buyer beware, buyer beware. But there is a new dimension in the real estate industry that I can't let you out of the studio without covering. And it's seller beware.
Seller beware.
This is really almost kind of a scary dimension. Talk a little bit about what y'all are seeing in this regard.
Well, and you know, Rosie, it's just beginning to be brought forward. We have sellers. Some of them are desperate sellers who are being approached to sell their home to maybe an investor group. That investor group works directly with the seller. The seller has no representation. And in many instances, the investor group is wanting to flip the property. In other words, they write an offer to a desperate seller, let's say, and the seller is not reading the contract, not looking for professional guidance. They're agreeing out of desperation to agree to the terms of the contract. And the terms of the contract many times are not good for a seller. Sometimes it's pricing. It's way, way under the comps of the area, the comparable properties. It's low in sales price. Sometimes that investor group will ask that they be allowed to market the property during the escrow period. And if they do not find another buyer to flip it to during the escrow period, the contract with the desperate seller becomes null and void and of no effect.
And at that point, who pays for all the improvements that the investment group has come in and done?
Well, it depends. If they cancel the contract, it could be a lien against the property.
Unpaid. And that's now this right. desperate seller has a home saddled with a chain of liens on it.
That's right. So my advice to sellers, have some advice, have some professional advice. Have a real estate licensee holding your hand. Have an attorney on hand. Watch out for what you're reading and agreeing to.
Some of these investor groups are actually crowdfunded.
Yes, those are, and
wow.
that's a new term. That's where a lot of individuals put in their dollars to create a large enough pool of money that they can buy properties from sellers.
They come in, they make a below fair market value offer.
They could.
Get the seller to agree that they're basically trying to improve the house and literally double escrow it is what the ideal situation is, right?
That's right.
So they're in for whatever gain they can make. The improvements are made, may or may not be paid for it. And I'm talking worst case scenario, but this again is seller beware. You could end up with a listing on your home that gets you even deeper in trouble than you are now.
You could, and you know it. It's looked at as a double escrow if it closes escrow and then goes to a new buyer immediately after closing. But in some of these offers that are being written, it's actually and/or assigns. So in the state of Arizona, any escrow position can be assigned to a new participant in the transaction, a new buyer. So, you know, heads up on the and/or signs next to the buyer's name.
Seller beware. I know a very, very prominent commercial industrial developer here in town. And you walk in his office, and the sign on his desk says, "We know we're in trouble when we start believing each other." When we start telling each other what this property will be worth next year, in 3 years, in 5 years. Mrs. Judy Lowe, the commissioner for the Arizona Real Estate Department, I can't thank you enough for coming in and sharing your wisdom and your warnings to our listener, the Arizona homeowner. Thanks a million.
I've really enjoyed it, and have me again.
Oh, we will. We will. We're going to move into the 10 o'clock hour. We've got an interview with the manufacturers at Briggs & Stratton about some equipment that Romy and Jennifer found at the National Hardware Show this year. And as well, it'll be the open hour. You fathers that are trying to get projects done this particular weekend will give you preference for getting in, 1-888-767-4348. Or any of you trying to complete a project for your father this weekend, you too will get preference to get in. Anything you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, it's 1-888-767-4348.
And first one on that line right now, you're going to get the next grill bot with the Hex Armor safety glasses, tinted vision, and the warm weather gloves. Let's get rid of that. I said we do it on the phones. Let's do it right now. First one online, 1-888-767-4348.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.